Well, today, of course, is Easter Sunday, but you also probably know it's April Fool's Day. So Merry Christmas. But actually, I thought appropriate for this day that we would, along with the hearing of the gospel that Jeff told to us, that we would also hear this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at the 18th verse. So let's listen to God's word. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we do pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. You're our rock, and you're our redeemer. We trust you today. We love you. We give ourselves to you and to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I said it's April Fool's Day. You know, that one day in the year where you can be mean to people and get away with it. Just kidding. That's not what April Fool's Day is about. It's really, it's about mischief, isn't it? It's about a little bit of mischief. How for a little bit you can do something that someone is not going to expect. And then at the end you can watch them or yell surprise and you laugh and rejoice. It is the celebration, it seems to me, of mischief. I am not good at April Fool's Day. I'm not that mischievous. But there are people who are. In fact, my favorite April Fool's Day prank, I have to tell you about, it was actually not by a person, but by a company, Taco Bell. You know that gourmet Mexican shop? And a few years ago, in 96, maybe you remember this, they took out a full-page ad, this one, in 7 of the major newspapers of the day. And this is what they said, Taco Bell buys the Liberty Bell. And so what they decided is, hey, you know what, we've worked it out with the government. We want to help with this national debt. And so we've come to terms, and we bought the Liberty Bell. And so from thenceforth, it should be called the Taco Liberty Bell. Totally absurd, right? But here's the thing. It was April Fool's Day, and people believed it. They were so deadpan about it, people believed it. By the thousands, apparently, people called Taco Bell headquarters, called the National Park Service, where the Liberty Bell was, infuriated that we would give away such a national treasure to a fast food conglomerate. Of course, when they found out that, of course, it's fake, then they laughed, right? They laughed. It's folly. It's mischief. And it was good PR. Sometimes a little bit of folly makes a whole lot of difference. It makes you remember things better. With that in mind, I want you to pull out your bulletins on the back. Does anybody have a little cross, a little purple cross on the back of your bulletin? Just raise your hand. Any purple crosses?
Or on the front. Raise it up. Raise it up. There should be 4 on
it. Oh, there's one right there. Taco Bell gift certificate for you. There we go. Any others? All right. No one will admit it. That's right. That will not be a memorable meal, but it will be a memorable sermon. That's the key right there. Good. There we go. Sometimes, thank you. That's right. Sometimes a little mischief is a good thing. I was thinking about that when I was thinking about Easter today. And when I saw last year that Easter was going to be on April 1st, April Fool's Day, I thought, this is the best day ever. Because here's why. I think Easter should always be on April Fool's Day. You know why? Because do you know what Easter, yes, do you know what Easter is? Easter is this day where we celebrate that God is playing this big joke. This big, incredible, fantastic, absurd, real, true joke on the world. Remind us of the story we heard. Story of these disciples and these women who loved Jesus. They followed him. They'd given their life to him. And more than that, they thought they'd backed the right horse. Right? They thought they were sort of in on the joke. Right? This joke that the rest of the world will eventually come to terms with and know. And that is that this one, Jesus, was the Messiah. And he was going to redeem their people from the oppression of Rome, right? They were in on the joke. They knew it. And they couldn't wait to see the punchline, to see when others would come to terms with this. But then we know what happened. He died. And he didn't just die in his sleep, right? He died on a Roman cross, which was really a symbol of domination and humiliation. And so we see what happens to these disciples and these women. It feels like the tide has turned, right? That they were in on the joke, and now it seems, well, maybe the joke is on us. Maybe the joke is on us. Why were we so foolish in believing that this was true? We thought we were in on the joke, but it looks like the joke is on us. And so what do? The men, the disciples get ready to go back to Galilee, likely back to fishing and tax collecting and the things that they did before. These women, they loved Jesus, and so they decided, well, at least we can give him a good burial, and so they make their way to the tomb. They thought they were in on the joke, but it turns out, it seems, the joke was on them. But friends, that's where the good news comes. And that's really the good news of Easter for us on this day, April 1st, 2018, April Fool's Day, Easter Sunday, because what we believe about Easter is that we have a God who is audacious enough and foolish enough to play a joke of love on you and on me. There's two jokes in this passage that I want to pass on to you. The first one is really a joke about, it's really a joke not on us, but on the devil himself. So let's look at the passage. Look at what happens. The women come to the tomb. It's open. They go in. There's this young man dressed in white in there. Some of the Gospels say, call him a messenger. Greek messenger in Greek is angelos, so maybe an angel was sitting there and telling them this. And so this is what this messenger says. He says, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's been raised. He is not here. Look, there's the place where they laid him." Right? Essentially, what's the messenger saying? Surprise! Not dead. He's alive. He's alive. The biggest joke that the world had ever heard. The best and biggest joke that the world had ever heard. Death thought it had the final word. The enemy, the evil one, thought it had the final word. But at the resurrection, on Easter Sunday, what we celebrate is that death is not the final word. That God gets the final word. And where there was death, there is now life. Where there was darkness, there is now light. And it is a big, huge joke, a true and real and huge joke, an April Fool's Day for the ages. If we were in a country or in a community that was mostly Eastern Orthodox, that was the Christian faith that they practiced, there is a tradition in that community that is fantastic. It's been going on for hundreds of years. We might need to start it. And here's what they do. All the priests, right, the pastors, the clergy, get together on the day after Easter. So this is Easter Monday, so tomorrow. And this is what they do. They drink and they laugh. They drink and they eat. And then what they really do is they tell jokes. Like all day. It's like laughing all day. It's like Comedy Central all day. Probably not quite Comedy Central, but something less than that. But still, funny. These guys getting together, these priests getting together and laughing together. And laughing together. Why? Because they know the truth. That Easter is this celebration of the big joke that God played on the devil. And it is worth rejoicing in and laughing in and rejoicing in again. Friends, maybe you come here today, and maybe you, one of the things you're afraid of in your life is death itself, and I would not blame you, right? This great unknown, and maybe it grips you with fear, maybe because of your own death someday, or maybe you're in the throes of it because of what is going on around you in your life and in those you love. Friends, the good news of Easter, and this is what we're celebrating, is that death, remember, does not get the final word, that God gets the final word. And in this joke of Easter, the devil does not have his day. And if that's true for him, friends, this is true for us. We have good news. The second joke is this one, and it's really on the disciples. And I'm going to put it up on the screen, and this is fantastic too. This is what the man goes on to say. He says, but go tell his disciples and Peter, because remember, Peter denied him three times, his right-hand man, that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. In other words, disciples, I'm not done with you. Right? This isn't like Terminator, I'll be back. It's opposite of that. It's like, I'm not done with you. I've got plans for you. So you go tell them, and especially Peter, that I'm going to see them in Galilee because they are part of my kingdom. How ridiculous is that? These are the guys, remember, who abandoned him, who denied him, who basically said, we do not know him. And what the truth is, the big joke of the resurrection, is that God is not done with them yet. I don't know about you, but this is completely foolish. It goes against the wisdom of the world. If you had someone in your life, think about this, maybe at work or in your life, who denied you, who abandoned you, who did things towards you, what's the likelihood of you wanting them and welcoming them back on a regular basis? Not good. Let's face it, human beings, not a sound bet on the faithfulness department all the time. If you want someone, something that's going to love you and always be there for you, puppies, right? Not humans. Humans are a bad bet. They're a bad bet. And yet what we believe, what we believe is in this folly of God, that God is foolish enough to love us anyway and to say he's going to show up for us again and again and again in the midst of our brokenness. It's the folly of God. Remember, the message of the cross, foolishness to those who are perishing, to us who are saved, the power of God. And so, friends, it's true for us too. Maybe you're here today and you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, what would God have to do with me, right? Especially with all I've done or left undone. My relationship with him maybe has not been on the place where somehow I think I should expect it to be. But friends, the good news of Easter is this other joke that God plays on us, a true, real joke, that God is not done with us yet. In fact, he even died and rose again for you and for me. If we were having Easter today in France, whether it was in Paris or in some provincial town on the outskirts or somewhere else in the country, there's one phrase that is said at Easter. They put it on telephone poles. People spray paint it on walls. They say it in church. They use it as greetings for one another on this day. And here it is in my very broken French. It says this, le mot de Dieu est folie. Le mot de Dieu est folie. The love of God is folly. It's absurd. The love of God is absurd. And friends, I can't think of a better phrase or a better sentiment or something that we need to drill down into ourselves that on this Easter day, on this April Fool's Easter day, we have a God who in absurd ways has chosen to love the likes of you and me. And so as we go out from this place with all the things that we deal with all the burdens that we bear, may this also be a day, this Easter, where we can rejoice and we can laugh and we can rejoice and we can laugh again at the absurd folly and love of God for you and for me. For that is the gift of Easter. Amen.